Suzanne, would you like some of this?
Who, me? Oh, no. I'm just looking. I'm perfectly happy over here with my rice cake.
You sure eat a lot of those rice cakes. I think I'd like to taste one.
I think I'd like to taste one, too, but I haven't yet. Sort of like eating that stuff they pack China in.
Yeah, they're right here. Yeah. See you in a bit.
Who's that on the phone?
That was Boyd calling from his car phone. He's coming over to borrow some catalogs.
Wonderful. Wonderful. He's always borrowing something. Boyd's a decorator. Why didn't he buy his own catalogs?
I think he likes to just come over here and torture us.
Who are y'all talking about?
You know, his name's Boyd Allison. He has a decorating firm with those three other guys.
Yeah, they're real obnoxious. They're always jocking it up. Remember at Design Expo, they took all the throw pillows and started using them to shoot baskets at the designer wastebasket collection? And then one of them was caught inside a pine armoire with one of the usherettes. I hate them.
They're absolutely terrified. Somebody's going to think, because they're decorators, they must be gay. So we have to put up with this ridiculous overcompensation. I mean, all this jocking around, going on and on about hookers and football and transmissions. We're talking major testosterone poisoning here.
Well, they sure do make a lot of money.
Of course they do. They get every sports club, every men's club, every sports bar, every bachelor pad. Everywhere there's a men's job to be had, they just stomp right in and grab it.
Well, you don't have to say another word because I know the type.
How do you deal with them?
I don't have to. When that kind of guy finds out that I've actually been in prison, they have enormous respect for me. That's how dumb they are.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hi, boy.
Where are my books?
They're right here.
You know, Boyd, not that we mind, but did you ever think of ordering your own catalogs?
Why? Then I won't be able to come by here and take in the scenery. You look different than the last time I saw you. I know what it is. Your breasts are bigger.
Boyd!
Hey, nothing personal. I'm a press man. I just noticed these things.
Boyd, why don't you just take your catalogs and hit the tarmac?
Kind of frosty in here, don't you think? What's the matter? Forget to take your iron supplement?
If you must know, I'm on a diet and I'm not in a good mood.
Whoa. Whoa. Don't worry about it. You look fine to me. Then again, I only judge a girl by whether or not she can fit in an armoire. Hey, did I mention I just locked up a $150,000 job?
No, you didn't. Is it for someone with big breasts?
As a matter of fact, it's a Cherokee sports club. They're doing a total renovation, and we're about to sign a contract.
I believe you're referring to the Cherokee bowling lanes.
Maybe it's a bowling alley now, but the guy's turned it into a fancy sports club, and I'll be taking home 150,000 big ones. Ow! See ya.
Another big job! Doesn't it just gall you when someone obnoxious gets rich?
What's he gonna do with $150,000 anyway? Buy Trans Am and paint flames on the hood?
We ought to give that man a run for his money. The four of us ought to march right down to the Cherokee Lanes and put in a low bid.
Ooh, that would make Boyd and those guys so mad. I like that idea.
Just take that job away from him.
Now, wait a minute. If the owner wanted to hire Boyd and his guys, he probably wants to work with a bunch of tough jocks. I mean, we're not going to qualify.
Well, we might. I mean, we can be pretty, you know, tough when we want to be. Can't we?
Sure we can.
Ha! Ha!
Don't even think about it. Okay, the manager of this place is probably more comfortable doing business with men, so just for the time being, when he comes in, nobody act too feminine.
Julia, I don't know what you are talking about. What exactly is it we're not supposed to do?
You know, girl things. Squeal, giggle, apply makeup, give birth. Guys hate it when we do that.
Hi. Thanks for waiting. So, I understand y'all want a shot at this job. But you see, I already talked to this bunch of guys, and they seem okay. I think I'll probably just stick with them.
Well, now we might be able to save you some money.
We hear you're putting in a new restaurant. We have a lot of experience with restaurants. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to redo another one.
Oh, really? Which one?
It's the Ruffles and Bows Tea Room.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I don't have anything against women. I really don't. It's just that this is a bowling alley, and I'd really like to have it done by people who bowl.
We bowl.
You do?
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, so do I.
Me too.
I'm me.
Well, I guess I should at least give you a chance.
Well, thanks.
Yes.
Tell you what. Y'all come down here Saturday night. I'll give you a free lane. You can bowl a couple of games, get the feel of the place, then you can put together your proposal. How about it?
Did you say Saturday? I can't do it on Saturday.
Neither can I.
Oh, what are you doing?
We're rebuilding the rear differential on her car.
Well, how about Friday?
I haven't been bowling in years.
Look, it doesn't matter when any of us last went bowling. We don't have to be good. We just have to go.
You don't think this guy's going to be looking at our score?
Now, wait a second. If we have to get a real high score, I mean, I don't know if I can do it. I mean, I just had a baby. I don't think this is the time for me to be joining a team sport.
Oh, bowling isn't a sport.
Well, how do you figure?
Well, if you can eat a hot dog while competing, it's not a sport.
That's right. It's a game, and games are just to have fun.
So we're not going to take this too seriously?
No.
That's good.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, boy.
I brought your books back.
You finished with them already?
Hey, I'm fast. That's how I work. I'll be locking up that Cherokee job any minute now.
Well, you haven't got it yet.
Yeah, don't be so sure, Boyd. Somebody might just beat you out.
Ha! Never happened. The owner hasn't even talked to anyone else yet except for Schindler and Tate. And those guys will probably just paint the whole place paisley, if you know what I mean. We've got it locked up. The guy loves us.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. Hey, he invited us to go bowling Friday night, free lane and everything. I guarantee you we'll walk out of that place with a contract signed. See ya.
They're gonna be there Friday night, too?
Is this some kind of competition? Because I do not compete. Unless they had that evening gown category.
Well, all I can tell you is if we're going to have to go up against these guys, I want to win and win big.
You know, we really should feel sorry for somebody like that. He's been victimized by a society that tells him he has to act that way to be a man. There's only one thing to do with someone who's that insecure about his sexuality.
What is that?
Pound him into the ground.
Shoe sizes?
6, please.
8.
7 for me. Boy, and those guys are already here. I wonder how they're doing.
Well, don't get nervous, Mary Jo. Remember, it's not a competition. This is just for fun.
Hi, you came.
Hi.
Of course, wouldn't miss it.
Hey, have fun.
We always have fun when we bowl.
As we often do.
Right.
Okay, I'm late. I know it. Let's just get this thing over with.
Suzanne, that is not an appropriate attitude or an appropriate outfit. We're trying to make a good impression, attempting, in fact, to dispel the idea that women are necessarily frivolous, silly incompetents.
So what's your point?
You know how you always are?
Yes.
Don't be that way.
What size are you?
What business is it of yours? I'm eating rice cakes already. What do you people want from me? Just lay off!
Suzanne, she meant shoe size.
Oh. 6.5.
Right. There you go. Just leave your shoes with me.
I beg your pardon?
We keep your shoes so you don't walk out with the rented ones.
Well, let me just put your mind to rest about this. Do you really think that I'm going to give up my brand new Maud Frison so that I can walk out of here wearing these multicolored clown shoes stained with the sweat of 60,000 poor people? Because if that's what you're worried about, let me just say, don't worry about it.
Come on, come on. Come on.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's 2 for you.
Is that 2 or 3? Looks like 3 to me.
Nope, that's 2, Boyd. Look, it's on the automatic score.
Okay, first frame's practice.
Hey, we're not going to be out late tonight, are we? I want to see my kid before he goes to sleep.
You know, having that kid's just about ruined you. You're acting like a pansy.
But the pansy is a very beautiful flower.
Why do we have to have this guy anyway? I don't care what Barcelona Design Institute he went to.
Hey, man, somebody's got to do the work. We can't all be salesmen.
All of you, listen up. I don't want anybody wussing out on me here tonight. We're going to lock up a major contract, and we're going to do it by being manly men. That means no calling the wife, no intellectual remarks, and you, don't be European. We got to remember why we got into decorating to begin with.
Because we're slaves to beauty.
Whoa, Hooter alert! That's better!
I'll go first.
She's stepping up to the line. She's adjusting her grip. She's beginning her approach. She's wearing very tight pants.
Do you mind?
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Julie, come on.
Seven, 10 split, now that's a toughie. The way you play this one is, you hit either a 7 or 10 and drive it across into the other one.
Yes, the pins stand up. I knock them down. I get it.
Hey, just trying to help. Whoa, right in between them. Field goal!
Well, you all will be happy to know that I've called Anthony and he's coming over with a change of clothes.
And Suzanne, you're up, you're up. Come on, come on,
get
Suzanne.
Out there.
Go.
Okay. Which one of these is mine?
Any one will do.
She's not good.
Suzanne, you've got to put your fingers in the holes.
I just had a manicure, okay?
You're up, Bill.
Oh, I don't think I better.
I just had a manicure.
And your nails look very beautiful, Bill.
Why in the world do you need to wear an ugly pair of shoes to do that?
Oh, Suzanne, good shot, good shot. Okay, I think I'm up. Okay.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we play shirts versus skins?
And we just sit here and wait for the inevitable punchline.
You girls beat a skin.
We're gonna beat the pants off you guys.
Ooh, me first.
I don't know why the phrase vulgar adolescent cretins keeps occurring to me.
Don't worry, Julia. We're going to win. I know how to bowl. I took it in gym class. It's real easy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait a second. Is it 4 or 5? I don't remember. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which foot did I start out on?
Just bowl.
I got an A in that course. Mary Jo, you're up.
I don't want to go.
Why not?
I don't want to say anything about it, but every time one of you all gets up, these guys are just staring right at your rear end. Couldn't I just keep score?
Mary Jo, they're just trying to psych us out, and they're not going to do it. If they want to stare at our behinds, we'll just stare at their behinds.
Come on. All right. No South American spin on that ball, guy.
The male form can be very beautiful, no?
Yeah.
Ah!
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Two strikes so far.
Yeah. Just have fun.
Thanks. Oh, okay, yeah, here we are.
Hey, service girl, we need a bucket of beer here.
Yeah, that's what's screwing up our game. We're sober.
They're ordering beer.
Then we will order beer, too.
Hey, waitress, we will also have one of those buckets of beer.
Really?
We have to be macho to get this job. It is macho we will be.
Nice headlights. Hey, I'm trying.
You got it. What are you gonna do? You got it. Put it through. You got it.
pardon over there. I believe your foot just went over that line. Isn't that against the law?
Get out of here.
It most certainly is. Foul! Foul! Foul!
Joe,
foul!
Joe, just wind it down a little bit. Lord, one beer and it's all over for her.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that was lucky.
I saw that. That's no fair. You put some kind of illegal spin on that ball or something. As a matter of fact, I think you spit on it.
Mary Jo, just bowls.
All right, hell, I'm changing balls. That other ball's too dinky. I want a man's ball.
How are we doing?
We're neck and neck.
We must be better than I thought.
No, they're just terrible, too.
Come to me. Come to Mama. All right, this one's good. You guys see those 10 pins down there? Well, take a good look, because in a couple of seconds, it's going to be nothing but bowling pin shrapnel. I like this. This is fun being macho. Hey, sugar bugger, after we finish here, what do you say we go cruise for some chicks?
Great job!
Hey, Charlene, you know what? Now that I think of it, your breasts really are bigger.
Mary Jo, please!
Jo, seriously, I am full of the competitive spirit, too. But there is no reason that we cannot behave like ladies.
Oh, then what are you doing with that?
The manager was passing them out. They took them. What was I supposed to say?
Well, just don't light it, okay?
Charlene, just don't worry about it.
Excuse me! Excuse me! Do you have any idea how bad that smells? There are 300 nasty-smelling rental shoes in this place, and you're just overpowering them all. Just give me that. Give me that. Give me that!
Jeez. Boyd, you're up. We're winning.
Not by much. Ah! What's the matter?
A trick wrist. I think it's sprained.
Ha! If you can't finish the game, we win. You have to surrender. If you can't finish, we win.
Right. Secondly, I'm not forfeiting to a bunch of girls. I'll bowl left-handed. I'll knock the ball down the lane with my face, but I'm not forfeiting.
That's right.
We like to see that.
House is in. I brought you clothes. By the way, you should have told me that you left the alarm in your house on, because when I let myself in, Consuela could have shot me. Fortunately, she just hit me in the head with a pan. I hope this is the right outfit.
Hey, perfect. There's our fourth. He's on our team.
He's out.
Well, I beg your pardon.
He's a guy. It's guys versus girls.
Our company.
He belongs to us. He's more man than all of you anyway. He's been to prison.
All of you in my office. Now.
Well, Junior, I'm really glad to see that you all aren't taking this too seriously.
What is the matter with you people? What do you think bowling is? Some sort of rowdy hooligan sport?
We may have gotten a little bit carried away.
Please,
we were simply
just
trying
to
make sense with
you. If you'll be quiet for 2 minutes, I'll give you another cigar, okay? Now, unfortunately, I still need someone to do my renovation. And I have made my decision. I've decided to go with the firm of Schindler and Tate.
Oh, no, not Schindler and Tate again.
Excuse me, sir, but Schindler and Tate, they're a little light in the bowling shoes, if you catch my drift.
I'm perfectly aware that these fellas have chosen an alternative lifestyle. So what? They're good decorators. They're good bowlers. And they're gentlemen, unlike some people I could name.
Well, I think I resent that. I and my friends here are gentlemen in every sense of the word.
Let's get out of here.
Never mind, y'all. You know, we still have the Ruffles and Bows tea rooms.
They're redoing Ruffles and Bows?
I know it well. I love that room.
We should put in a bid on that.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't. That's ours.
Why, you don't think a group of men can do it?
Yeah.
I guess we really sort of blew that one, didn't we?
I guess we did.
Oh, well, whoever wanted to decorate an old bowling alley anyway?
We thought we were proving a point, Suzanne, about how sometimes women have to act like men in order to get along in the business world. Except we weren't acting like men, we were just acting like big fools.
Well, they started it.
It doesn't matter who started, Suzanne, we shouldn't have gone along with it.
Well, I guess there are some women who like to drink and swear and smoke and play golf and poker and follow the football scores. And I guess sometimes I could be one of them. But we shouldn't have to pretend to be macho just in order to compete.
That's right. Women never do that to men.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, she means that, you know, in a business where women dominate, they would never make men act like them.
Well, you're kidding, right?
No, we're not kidding. Why?
Because you all do that to me all the time.
Anthony, we do not.
Oh, yes, you do. You're always making me do girl stuff. I'm always being taken to beauty pageants, fashion shows, and tea parties. Not to mention constantly being drawn into conversations about boyfriends, bra sizes, and premenstrual syndrome. Half the time, I end up in women's clothing.
It's true. It's true. We do that. Oh, Anthony, I feel terrible.
Oh, we do not. Anthony, you brought me the wrong outfit. Now, I told you I wanted you to bring me my purple culottes.
I rest my case. And on that note, I think I'm going to head for home unless you all want to bowl another game.
Mm-mm. No, I think we've just about gotten all the competition out of our systems for one evening.
Where's Julia? Julia, we're leaving.
Y'all going to have to go on without me. I got a bet to sell.
Hey, are you playing or are you talking?
Rack 'em up.